Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I, of course, am Chrisanne, and welcome. This week we are going to be doing the weekly psychic predictions for the week of January 21st through January 28th of 2024. And this week we have another fun deck that we are playing with. We are going to be utilizing the Divine Feather Messenger deck and book set by Allison DiNicola and David Schreier. Probably saying them wrong, but look up Divine Feather Messenger set. It's a really cool deck. It's taller and thinner. One side is, I believe it's watercolored, a watercolor image of the feather. And on the other side of the card is a watercolor image of the bird, and of course, your message, because this is an oracle deck. So there are words written on this deck. This is a deck, if you are in the United States and you're listening, if you're about 25, 30 and up. And I say that only because the writing on this deck is in cursive. So, this appeals to my generation. If you're a little bit younger, unfortunately, in the United States, you probably cannot read cursive. I know my son can read cursive, but not everybody can. It's no longer taught in schools. So, I always tell people that are creating decks, do not use cursive because you're leaving out about half of the US population, at least. But nonetheless, this is a beautiful deck. It is a great deck that I think has some male energy to it. A lot of people always come to me and say, "Hey, I'm looking for a deck to give to a guy." I think this is a great deck to give to a guy. But I have to say, I love this deck myself. So, anyways, without any further ado, let's get into pulling some cards. I'm going to pull three cards this week. The first card that I pull is the card of Duck. And I'm going to read you exactly what it says, and then we're going to go from there. Find comfort and balance in simple ways. You have support all around you. So when the Duck card is coming to us, the Duck Feather card is coming to us, it is saying that not only do we have support from our peers and those that we can see around us, but our guides as well. Our guides on the other side, our angels, our animal spirit guides, especially. You know, in our guide system, don't forget the animal spirit guides that all of us have that are on the other side that are trying to help us. And you can't have your guides step in and help unless you call your angels to step in and help. So call in your angel guides, your animal spirit guides as well. Because this is saying we have the support this week, especially. Now, one could say, why do we need support this week? Let's move on and see if the cards are going to tell us. Okay, the next one is the Feather of Condor. Hold the highest vision for your life. You now possess the ability to move past any hurdles. Okay, do you see how this card answers the question from the first card? Why do we need the support? Okay, because we now have the ability to move past obstacles, move past hurdles, and we can do that much easier with our guides, with our support system of our friends, etc., with us. So, do you see how card one piggybacks with card two? Now, let's see what card three has to say. And I'm just randomly picking cards. If you've ever seen me read in person or seen me read online, I don't pull from the top of the deck. I don't pull from the bottom of the deck. I shuffle the deck and randomly pull from anywhere within the deck. That's how I personally do it. Okay, so card number three is the cardinal feather. So, literally, what the card says is stand tall and proud. See the leadership role unfolding ahead of you. So we have the card first, the duck feather, saying that we have support around us. Condor feather coming in to say you have the ability to move past hurdles. And then finally, the cardinal card coming in and saying now you can take a leadership role, not only in professional aspects of your life, but in your personal life. So you can now stand tall, proud, and say, this is what I need to do, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to accomplish. Hey, I love how all three of those cards piggybacked on each other to unfold that full paragraph of a meaning for this week. Do you see how I do that with the cards? I love how that always happens. It always works. And so this week is looking like the obstacles that we have been overcoming. Well, the obstacles we've been facing will be overcoming this week because it's clearing the path for brighter things to come forward very, very shortly. Love that. Absolutely love that. Okay, let's move on to the crystals. I always divinely gather the information of what crystals we're going to be talking about before I do this podcast. So for this week, the very first crystal is covellite. 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 Covellite is it's a black stone. It's one of gazillions of black stones that are out there. Covellite is a little bit harder to get your hands on, slightly more expensive as a tumbled stone, but still, within the reasonable range. But personally, I love covellite. So, covellite helps you with your psychic visions, with your abilities. It helps to facilitate lucid dreaming. It helps with astral travel. It helps when you're doing any past life work, like I do, dealing in the Akashic Records. This is part of why I love covellite. It's a very unassuming black stone, but let me tell you, it packs a wallop. It's a really cool one. And for all these reasons, this is going to be a stone that you're going to use on the left-hand side of your body. Carry it on the left-hand side in a pocket, in a pouch. Women tuck it in their bras, tuck them in your socks. I don't care. You can wear it as jewelry as well. If you don't have access to these stones that I'm talking about, go online, look it up. Connect with a picture of the stone. Maybe you have a deck of crystals. Go through the decks. See if covellite's a little bit more of an obscure, not fully obscure, but a little bit more of a non-regular stone. It's not a basic stone at all. So it might not be in some of the decks. I know it is in some of the decks, but it might not be in all of the decks. Crystal decks, I mean. Connect with the energy when you see the picture online. And connect your heart with it. Open up your heart to receive the energy if you don't already have the stone. So, covellite also helps you to communicate easily with the information that you've received. Maybe it's through a meditation, maybe it's through astral travel, maybe it's through doing a reading in the Akashic Records. You know, when you're doing these deep meditations and you get this information, what do you do with them, with the information that you have acquired? Covellite is a stone that can help you with that. It can help you to easily communicate that information that you have received. It's really good for healers, psychics, mediums, etc., to work with covellite. So if you don't have a covellite and you're interested in these things, try and get your hand on one. I used to have covellite. I'm not sure it's on the website right now, but I might still have some. If you're interested and you contact me privately, I might be able to get some. I have to look and see if it's in my stash. I never look ahead of time. Why would I look ahead of time before doing my podcast? Okay, moving on to the next stone. The next stone is magnetite. I know I have magnetite. If it's not on the website, I know I do have it. Magnetite looks like hematite. And it's a natural magnet. It attracts whatever you desire. So when you're doing manifesting spell work, you're going to want to include magnetite. It can attract love, it can attract money. It is great for any types of manifesting, actually. And for all those reasons, you want it on the left-hand side. The left-hand side of the body brings the energy in. The right-hand side of the body lets the energy out. Magnetite opens up your channels to have that spiritual growth. It is one that's fun to use for a deepening of your meditative state. It helps you attract those healing energies that can help you in all aspects, both the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual aspects of your life. And it can be a very grounding stone as well. So, for all those reasons, left-hand side stone, relatively easy to find magnetite. The next one that we're going to talk about is turquoise. Turquoise is one that is very frequently created and mislabeled. So if you're buying turquoise, make sure you're buying the real deal. And turquoise comes from all over the world, actually. It's not just in the American Southwest. You can get all different types of turquoise and stones that they label turquoise as well. But turquoise is a beautiful turquoise colored stone. It's a bluey greeny kind of stone. It strengthens and aligns the entire chakra system. It connects your spiritual aspects with your physical awareness so you can work on your inner strength. It's great for keeping you grounded, present, connected to the earth, and with that, it brings in that calming energy. It can work through some energetic blocks. So if you're dealing with some sadness, turquoise can help work through some of that. For all of these reasons I mentioned above, turquoise is a great one to wear or carry on the left-hand side. Turquoise is very readily available in jewelry, but a lot of the jewelry is composite and you have to make sure it's the real stuff. It's expensive when you get a stunning piece of, for instance, Native American jewelry that's set in sterling, and it can be very expensive. But if you're investing in a piece, make sure it's something that is worth investing in. But you can also get very inexpensive tumbled pieces of turquoise as well. But turquoise is easy to get as jewelry. So if you're wearing a pendant and it's in the middle part of the body, you don't have to worry, is it on the right side or the wrong side? Because it's in the middle, and then it will take care of itself and do what it needs to do. Likewise, if you're wearing earrings as well. Turquoise is really good for dealing with physical pain, stomach issues. I am not a medical practitioner. I am not a doctor. Please don't take the advice that I give in lieu of what your medical practitioner is giving you. I'm sharing information on stones and the energy of stones based on my personal experience. And also, it can be turquoise is an energetic detoxer. For that reason, you would carry it or wear it on the right-hand side. The next one is not a stone at all. It's a pearl. Pearl is very easily, readily accessible as jewelry. I mean, you can get pearls lots of places actually. But pearl jewelry is very easily accessible, very inexpensive as well. Pearl is the symbol of purity and innocence and faith. It enhances your loyalty and your honesty. It is really good for helping to manifest prosperity and It's great to put, if you're creating a little manifesting pouch for prosperity, it's great to just drop a little pearl into that as well. And you can get strung pearls as beads. You can just take one off that and just pop it into the pouch if you're creating like a manifesting pouch or a prosperity pouch or something like that. It's also very good for a mom to wear if she's going through pregnancy and childbirth, just FYI. And I do like this one on the left hand side. That's typically where I've always worn my pearls, actually. The last one that we're going to talk about is Faden quartz. Faden quartz is a form of clear quartz. It is the shape of it. It is the sort of structuring within the quartz. It gives it the shape that call the title is a Faden quartz. Little bit more expensive, not as easy to find, but still, if you're looking for it, you can find it. Faden quartz fills the holes in of the aura and the etheric body. It promotes self-healing. It is one of the most powerful healing crystals because it heals and repairs itself. So we talk about cleansing and clearing crystals. We don't need to clear the Faden quartz because it will clear and cleanse itself. That doesn't mean it can't use a boost every once in a while with a nice cleansing. Faden quartz also helps you to mend the mind and heart so you can have a healthier outlook going forward. Faden quartz is wonderful to use for communication between people and enhancing the quality of the relationship. In that instance, I would definitely put this in the bedroom. I would maybe keep it under the bed, in the middle under the bed. It's also really good if you are a counselor dealing with marriage counseling. It's a great one to have in your office. I would typically want it on the right hand side of where your clients are sitting. Okay. Faden quartz also can help attune you with the earth's energy so that you can then communicate with your higher realms. Let's say you're going to be doing a deep, deep, deep meditation. You're going to be doing an Akashic record reading. You're going to be doing spiritualist work. A Faden quartz on the left-hand side is wonderful to help you sort of get there, get to where you need to be information-wise. So typically, left-hand side for that one. So that's our crystals for this week. Once again, if you have those crystals, fantastic. If you have one of those crystals, fantastic. Work with it. If you have none of those crystals and you want to look them up online, go ahead. Please do. I encourage you to do that. Now we're going to move into the angel of the week. I thought this was a little funny when I had pulled this ahead of time before I started. I thought, okay, this is what this week's going to be looking like. I pulled the angel of love. So, this is the week we need to have our heart opened. Don't keep your heart chakra closed. Keep your heart chakra open. Your heart chakra is not only on the front of your body, but also on the back of your body, located in the center of the chest, both in the front and in the back. Have that open. Just envision it as a flower with the petals open, blossoming, blooming. And you can feel that green energy, that green flower opening up, both on the front of you and the back of you. So the angel of love is here to help you to open up your heart chakra. Open up so you can forgive yourself, forgive others, help you to move through the past so you can have feelings of love for yourself and feelings of love for others in the future. If you aren't able to love yourself right now in the moment, you can't have love for others. So, with the angel of love stepping in, can help if you are working through some of that. If you're already past that and you've already done that work, then the angel of love is here to help you each and every day to witness the miracles and the wonderful things of love happening all around us. And I mean, you can still see that, even if you are working through some of the other things. But to know that you are, oh, you're worthy. Open up to love because you are worthy of it. Wonderful. Well, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in any of these stones or any decks, check out my website. I also have a list of all the types of psychic readings that I do there. I do readings in the Akashic Records. That is primarily how I do my readings. And also, I teach people how to read cards with 20 plus decks for one reading. And I do those classes individually. I can do those classes with a couple people as well, but I like to do them individually. And I do everything over online connective means, and all of that is open for discussion depending on what's best for you. But check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com, just like the name of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.